The Lord is my light and my salvation is a commemoration and celebration of the lives of the saints, for in their lives we see the power of the Blessed Trinity at work, transforming ordinary people like you and me into saints, conformed to the image of Christ, becoming the very presence of God in the world. On January 22nd, the Church calls us to remember and celebrate Saint Vincent, deacon and martyr. And for our lesson, we hear from the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 9th verse. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Vincent was a deacon of Saragossa in Spain who suffered great tortures and death in the year 304 at Valencia, supposedly on January 22nd. At a very early date, his fame spread abroad through Christendom, and he hath ever since been honored as one of the noblest of the early martyrs. The acts of Blessed Vincent were already extant by the time of St. Augustine, who said in a sermon on this martyr that they lay before him as he preached, and the poet Prudentius wrote of him. From such written acts and poetry his legend grew into its present form, which is one of the treasures of Christian culture. In the legend, as it hath come down to us, we have the following items. The Bishop of Saragossa had an impediment in his speech, for which reason the Deacon Vincent did the preaching. And in the persecution of Dacian, Vincent spake for the bishop and his followers at the judgment seat, whereas he was scourged, tormented on the rack, blistered on a grating over burning coals, torn with iron hooks, and his wounds cauterized with hot metal. He was then laid on potsherds, lest he should sleep from exhaustion. But as he lay in his dark cell, it was suddenly filled with glorious light. Then Dacian tried to seduce him from Christ by pretended kindnesses and had him laid in a soft bed. But Vincent, who had suffered beyond human endurance, thereupon passed at once to his master, whom he had loved so bravely, whereat his body was thrown out unburied. But a raven came and guarded it, and by beak, claws, and wings kept off the other birds and even a wolf. Dacian then had the body thrown into the sea, which washed it up again. Then it was reverently buried by Christians. His relics are still venerated at Saragossa. Let us pray. Assist us mercifully, O Lord, in these our supplications, that whereas we are tied and bound by the chain of our sin, the intercession of thy blessed martyr Vincent may speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.